and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark and Riley Broadbent. First time I ever tried to say that together. Anyway, hey, we're here. Welcome. Anyway, Riley and I have had a great time today so far. It's been a lot of learning going on. And so just right now, currently it's 75 degrees. The wind's out of the southeast at 11 miles an hour. Wind gusts up to 14. 75% humidity, and I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast coming up for you. Well, Riley, we had a pretty good time this morning.
We did. We had a great time.
That was interesting. So, let you know, the Oklahoma Ag in the Classroom is out in our area, and Riley and I went out to the Roots 66 Sod Farm, owned by Nikki and Kim Harrison. Kim gave me a heads up the other day that they'd be there, and this morning I met Riley at Hutchinson there by Walmart, and she opted in to pick up, and we got there just as the bus was pulling in, so it was fun. Riley, what do you think about that Ag in the Classroom deal?
It was awesome. I mean, I think it's important to implement Ag into any subject any teacher teaches. I mean, it's not just an Ag teacher's role. I mean, Ag plays a part in everything, so I think it's super important. Yeah. And it's a cool deal that everybody can kind of join in on.
Well, it was pretty cool because they've obviously been doing this, I think, 7 years now, and they got it down to an art because all these teachers had these earbuds in their ears, and I was like, they don't want to even listen to anybody talking. Well, I looked over there, Kim's got a set of headphones on, and the lady from the Ag in the Classroom, one of the directors that worked for the Oklahoma Department of Ag, she's got this deal holding. So out there in the Oklahoma wind, those teachers were getting to hear exactly every word that said. We interviewed three of them, and we'll have some of those interviews on tomorrow. Because we didn't get back in time to get all the production cut, because we got one lady, the one that I interviewed, she's going to be my favorite of the, because she mentioned the word liberal. And so, and her dad used to be the extension officer over here at Beckham County. I mean, small world. And you've met some people that knew who you basically
were. Oh, yeah. They asked me about people that I knew, and then I knew their friend's nephew or something. It always happens like that. I know their grandson or I know their friend's son. It just always happens.
Agriculture is a very small world, and teachers. I mean, these teachers just come off of a bus from Oklahoma City, and what's the chances you run into people that you know?
Exactly. I was thinking, there's no way I'm going to find anybody that knows me. Sure enough, first lady I talked to knew who I was. So.
It was all fun. So Riley and I, Riley did two interviews, and I did one, and I'm going to play those tomorrow during the show because there's really interesting deals about the teachers and, you know, that mindset. I posted something on social media out of fun here earlier in the week. There was a newscast had broadcasted on their deal in Illinois on their Facebook page where there was talking about the planting of corn and soybeans was way behind because of all the rain. And then there was this one comment on there that this lady gets on there and says, why do these farmers worry about getting their corn and their soybean planted? Because we get all of our stuff from Kroger's, the grocery store. Why are they worried about it? So, I mean, they're probably out there. Hopefully this lady wasn't serious, but there's possibility. But talking to these teachers, it's possible. And that's why the Oklahoma Ag in the Classroom is very important to the kids all over. And you just talk about your brothers. Where's he headed?
He's headed to New York. Yeah. I think the end of June. I'm almost
positive. And
what's
he going to be doing?
He's going up there for, he got a scholarship from, it was a Native American scholarship from the Ag in the Classroom program. And there were 7 people from Oklahoma that got it. And they all get to go to New York. They get to go, they get to pick 2 things that they get to go to. There's like a dairy tour. There's a maple syrup making tour. Like a bunch of cool stuff that they get to go to and learn about. And then bring back to their classrooms.
And this is all about Ag in the Classroom.
Yes, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's really good. Well, we rattled on enough about that for the moment, but we do need to do the live markets. You want to do those? And I'll do why their markets are the way they are.
I'll start out with the live cattle. The June live cattle is $137.32. August, $137.62, October, $143.10, and December, $148.57. The feeder cattle for August is $176.55, and then for September, it's $177.92. And then lean hogs for June, $106.90, and July, $105.17, and August, $103.55. And then the hard red winter wheat in June, the cash is $10.86. Corn is $8.10. Milo, $7.66. Soybeans, $17.02. And then cotton, get on here.
$2 a pound.
Yeah.
No,
I think,
it
no,
is not.
It's 10. No. Why are you trying to trick me? 140?
Yep, that's it. 140 a pound. Thank you. And, well, here's some of the reasons for some of the prices. Corn and soybeans were down in overnight trading after July. Soybeans recorded double-digit gains and reached a new contract high during trade on Wednesday. Ukrainian grain exports almost halved in the first 7 days of June compared to the same period last year to 250,000 tons. The agriculture minister's data showed on Thursday. The Kremlin said on Thursday, that's Putin, that no agreement has been reached with Turkey on exporting Ukrainian grain shipments across the Black Sea. Traders will have their eye on the USDA World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates and Crop Production Reports set to be released tomorrow. Hopefully they release them a little better than they did last month because it was after my show. I want it before my show. Trade estimates for total weekly USDA export sales reports are 200,000 to 900,000 metric tons of corn and 1.2 million metric tons for soybeans. Will the USDA make another early season adjustment to production that will catch traders off guard? We won't know till tomorrow, but the yield reduction for corn in May report was a surprise. Will we see an adjustment to that number based on crop progress reports? Never know. Anyway, we'll find out tomorrow. But July corn was down overnight at $7.62 a bushel, with a trading range of 6 cents. July soybeans was down $17.36 with a trading range of 13 cents. Wednesday's livestock futures closed mixed. June lean hogs closed down 57 cents at a 107.85, and June live cattle closed up 310 at 136.82. August feeder cattle closed up $3.20 at 175.65. Well, ethanol outputs drop, stockpiles jump. Ethanol output dropped in 7 days through June 3rd, but remain above the 1 million barrel per day mark, according to the Energy Information Administration, EIA. Production of the biofuel dropped to an average of 1.039 million barrels a day, according to the EIA. That's down from the 1.07. In the Midwest, by far the biggest producing region, output plummeted to an average of 985,000 barrels a day. The Gulf Coast production plunged week to week, falling to 19,000 barrels a day, and that's down from 23,000 barrels. And the West Coast was unchanged from an average production of 9,000 barrels a day. Ethanol stockpiles, meanwhile, jumped to 23.63 million barrels in the week through June 3rd. That's up from 22.96 million barrels a week earlier. Well, weather all over the United States is just crazy. Dense fog through most of Wisconsin, Minnesota, and northwest winds everywhere else in the Dakotas. This crazy. They got fire danger going on. Not around here. I just want to let you guys know, I seen on social media this morning, Leslie Harrison farm ranch up there, cattle farm up there by Arapahoe, 20 inches of rain in the month of May.
That is crazy.
How much rain you got? You guys got a lot of rain there at B&L.
Well, they did at B&L, yes. At my grandparents, they live west of Leedy, and they have, I mean, it's split us every single time.
Right.
It seems like it goes south of us, north of us, and splits us right down the middle. So my grandparents, but I mean,
they've
yes.
They've got some rain, though, haven't they?
Yeah, they've gotten a little bit. Right. Their rain gauge, we had 0.3 inches yesterday morning, I think.
Yeah.
I went out there and checked, and I mean, Lori's posting on Facebook how much rain they're getting.
I know.
And I think people are getting jealous on there.
You think? Yeah, that's, yeah, those guys from basically just right east of Hammond, up towards Moorwood, back towards Butler, Arapahoe, Custer City, Clinton. I mean, the water was going over I-40 yesterday, and they've had enough, but hey, it's not like you just turn the water hydrant off. It's keep coming. But like I said yesterday, as my old grandpappy used to say, better for it to wait for it to dry up than wait on it to rain.
Exactly.
So everything's good. All right, well, when we come back, she's got some stuff she wants to talk about from horses. I got some cow stuff. I got some reports from Woodward. I got some reports from Hobart Stockyards. We got lots to talk about today, and thank you so much for joining us today. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO with Jimmy Clark and Riley Broadbent.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I farm and ranch for a living. That's all I do. So I've got property and equipment, irrigation systems, my house, my barns, and Mickey has everything now. I decided one day to call him, and I actually was having lunch with a friend, and he had his number, and we actually rang him up at lunch, and he was at my barn at my office that evening. Sat down, I showed him my deck sheets. He took them and was back in touch with me within 2 days or less with everything, and I pulled the trigger. He come back to the office, was signed all the papers and wrote him a check. I've never actually been to his office. I think it's in Mangum, but I couldn't get there right now without looking it up. My name is Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
We strive in our cow herd for high efficiency cattle. We want lots of gain with low input. That's what we strive for. We want our customers to be able to wean the biggest calf without putting much money into that. We try to prove that through our commercial herd, and then if they prove themselves there, then we make them registered, and we chase those bloodlines. Lori White, B&L Red Angus, blredangus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Today in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Well, it just popped up on my mezzanette. I don't know how long it's been up, but we are actually under aerial flood watch until 7 a.m. tomorrow. Why is my thing coming up so late? Anyway, 74 degrees here in Elk City. Let's check out some temperatures around the area. Just so I mentioned some of my friends in other parts of the other state and here. The warm spot looks like it's down in Altus, 80 degrees. Tologa, 77. Butler, 77. Arnett, 76. Hollis, you're 1 degree short of hot, 79. Shamrock, you're 77. Canadian, Texas, you're 75. So anyway, there you go. But anyway, we'll have the Long Ranger coming up from you, sponsored by Holbert Farm and Garden, coming. But there's a, don't be cutting hay today, guys. It's going to rain tonight. When they say 30% chance of rain nowadays, it's going to rain. You got to count on it. I know your hay needs cut. I've seen some alfalfa down south of Elk City blooming. Believe me, I know your hay needs cut. But hang tight. Anyway, got that going on. Let's see. We got somebody texting in. My reading out loud skills have really improved. Riley is helping you out with those two. Guess you know who that's from?
Who is it from?
My school teacher wife.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's what I like to hear. See, I should send that to my professors at Oklahoma State. They'll be happy to hear that. Helping someone.
Come take a picture. Send it to them. Anyway, the text line is wide open, 580-225-9697. Guess what come out today, hot off the press? The weekly Penny News. And it is got two sections, and I know all those farmers were at the Quick Trips at their coffee shops this morning lined up to get their fresh copy. But while I got it here in my hand, I want you to tell you what's going on this Saturday at 11 a.m. in Crawford, Oklahoma. It is the 21st annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale. It's live at the ranch, in person at Crawford, or it's online. Selling 400 outstanding fall bred heifer and cows, along with 40 herd bulls, candidates of all breeds, 100 head complete dispersal of 4 to 7 year old fall calving cows. Contact Chris or Gay Black at 580-309-0711. 580-309-0711, or go to www.blackherfordranch.com. If you've never been to Chris Black's, Chris and Gay Sale, if you've never been to a sale, you need to go to this one. Because just when you thought you picked out the bad to the bone one, somebody buys it out from under you, and you got to go to the next one. So anyway, it's fun. They serve good food up there also. It's been 2 years since I've been up there, but last time I was up there, I think it was a ribeye. But anyway, get your copy of the Penny News. It is out on the stands. My father-in-law, he goes robs them from the Atwoods and eating it all the time and takes them to his grocery store, so or where he hangs out at. So anyway, it's all good. Well, we got some. You're making my show popular. Anyway, here we go. Tell Riley her family is listening and not to embarrass us too much.
Who said that?
Yeah. Hey, it's just a phone number. Come on, fess up and tell us who you are.
It might have been my brother. Hopefully it's not.
Well, I'm going to call your mom out right now on the radio.
Okay.
And on Facebook and on our website. How do you like her hair today?
Yeah, I know. Seriously, last time I was telling them, last time I came in, my hair was up in a ponytail. I had like a hoodie on or something like that. And literally, even my grandma asked me about it. She was like, "What were you wearing on that?" And I was like, "Oh my gosh, I forgot it was on video." And so I dressed a little nicer today so that people wouldn't give me grief about it.
Hey, you did your interview. I got a picture of your interview that
yes.
You was doing with the one teacher. Also, we just put, let's see, we got here. She's doing a great job and sounded like her dad reading the markets. It still hadn't fessed up who you are. Come on. Anyway, so we just posted, Riley and I just posted on our KECO FM Facebook page the pictures of what was going on out there. So check it out on Facebook and like it and share it if you would, please. It helps a lot with the media. My bosses see that I'm actually doing something. I'm pretty sure a pay raise is not in the works, but still, at least I won't get fired. So you guys help me out here. Anyway, you were we brought some stuff up from the OSU Extension office on horses, because horses are a big thing in Western Oklahoma. What do you got over there?
So this is from the Oklahoma State Extension office, and they're awesome. They always come out with good articles, and this one is about the 5 core vaccines that all horses need. Horses require annual vaccines to support their health, and when insects and wildlife are more active in the spring and summer, routine equine vaccinations become especially important. Whether a horse lives a solitary life in a pasture or is exposed to hundreds of other horses every weekend, Chris Heine, Oklahoma State University Extension Equine Specialist, and Dr. Lindy Gilliam, veterinarian and professor of equine internal medicine with OSU's College of Veterinary Medicine, recommend all horses receive core vaccines to safeguard against the 5 falling viruses and diseases. The first one is rabies, which is fatal to horses and transmitted by the bite of infected wildlife, which are raccoons, possums, bats. The second one is eastern/western equine encephalitis, transmitted through mosquitoes, causes neurological disease, and has a high mortality rate. The third one is the West Nile virus, transmitted through mosquitoes, may result in a fever and causes neurological disease. And the fourth one is tetanus, a most often deadly bacterial disease that enters the body through a dirty cut or puncture wound. Because most of these diseases are arboviruses or mosquito-borne,
see, everybody thinks my job's easy. Even this college-educated girl that can read over here is having issues.
The booster vaccines 30 days prior to mosquito season is ideal. In most of Oklahoma, this is typically February or early March. In areas where mosquitoes are present year-round, biannual West Nile vaccination may be recommended. Another routine health precaution, deworming, depends on the presence of water. Heine said parasites survive better in areas with more moisture, such as eastern Oklahoma, compared to the western part of the state, where the climate is drier and more arid. Veterinarians suggest conducting fecal egg counts on horses to develop a personalized deworming protocol. This is a quote from Dr. Heine. Our go-to standard is always at least twice a year, but we're trying to help horse owners implement more strategic worming by only deworming horses who have a high parasite count. Exceptions to this method would be young horses because their immune systems are not yet adapted to handling the parasite burden. End quote. Gilliam said a specialized deworming plan helps avoid parasite resistance, which is common now in small ruminants. This is a quote from Dr. Gilliam. Deworming is not one size fits all. Different horses will have different susceptibility to parasites in a range of environments and will need treated accordingly. End quote. Horses that are exposed to other horses and livestock through rodeos, shows, parades, feedlots, and other public events might also need risk-based vaccines for protection against respiratory illnesses like herpes virus, influenza, and strangles. Gilliam said horses don't hold their immunity to respiratory diseases as long as other types of disease. So administering a booster 3 times a year or quarterly is a safe precaution. Strangles is another risk-based vaccine administered to prevent a highly contagious bacterial disease. Gilliam said a horse can suffer significant complications from the vaccine if it was previously exposed to the disease. A licensed veterinarian should administer the strangles vaccine sparingly and only when the risk of contracting the disease is higher than the chance of a vaccine complication. Finally, don't forget about expecting mares and new babies. Pregnant mares should follow a different vaccine schedule recommended by a veterinarian. Foals born this spring should also begin a safe regimen of protective vaccines, which will depend on the mare's vaccine status and can be developed in conjunction with a veterinarian.
Cool. Thank you. Before we go to break, from the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association, the Wildlife Disaster Assistance applications are open. at Texas A&M Forest Service. Through generous contributions from cattle raisers, producer organizations, and allied industry friends, the TSCRA Disaster Relief Fund is now accepting applications for assistance from wildlife damage. And there was a wildfire damage. Got wildlife. You and I were talking about deer hunting during the break, so I got wildlife on my mind. Anyway, applications for funding will be considered from ranchers and landowners affected by wildfires across the state of Texas. And I know there was a lot of them out in the panhandle and then south towards there. Anyway, consideration will be given to the number of acres burned, number of cattle lost or impacted, fence repairs and replacement corrals, and structural losses and other related costs. I know we've been getting rain, but this disaster is still going on and after effects going on. If you had a fire on your place out in the Texas Panhandle and you're listening to the show or anybody else is listening live, you got 60 days to get this done. Fill out this questionnaire. Should be the question should be directed to the website, and it's called Disaster Relief at TSCRA.org. One more time, Disaster Relief, one word, at TSCRA.org. If you had some damage, go for it. There's some people donate a lot of money to help out everybody, just like everybody around here and out in Texas helped out with the fire departments, the volunteer fire departments. So anyway, when we come back, I'll have some more stuff about cattle for you. Woodward Livestock Auction, Hobart Livestock Auction, tomorrow. You know what livestock auction's tomorrow? Probably not. You don't pay much attention to it.
No.
You just gave me the deer in the headlight look. Anyway, Elk City will be going on tomorrow here in Elk City. Hollis is Saturday. And Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction will be Monday. So bring it on. If you got anything, call Brandon Hickey with Elk City in Western Oklahoma, and he'll help you with all your buying and selling needs. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark and Riley Broadbent. See, the second time it sounded better, didn't it? Anyway, we'll be right back after this.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, June 6th. 1,022 head were sold. 20 head of steers at 532 brought 182. 6 at 588 brought 181. 29 at 702 brought 160. 19 at 794 brought 156. 12 at 945 brought 145.75. 6 head of heifers at 399 brought 167.50. 13 at 522 brought 157. 3 at 597 brought 155. 13 at 757 brought 144. 15 at 862 brought 141. Butcher cows were 51 to 90. 96. Butcher bulls brought 85 to 115. Pairs brought 825 to 1240. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
The Day in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Some mistakes. See, I showed you what not to do there. Turn the button back on and people in radio land can hear you. 76 degrees, 72% humidity, south-southeast winds at 10 miles an hour, aerial flood watch until 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Bring it on. We'll take it. I need a pond filler still down in the breaks. I have not got a pond filler down there, and I'm looking forward to one. What I want to know is, do you pay much attention to the weather? I mean,
it depends. I mean, sometimes...
Deer hunting, you probably do.
Yeah. In the fall and winter, I feel like I do more. In the summer, like, if I'm... Which, this is going to sound so college girl, but if I go, I want to look at my UV to see if I, like, you know, get tan from the sun. So that's really all I look at in the summer.
Yeah, that's college girl stuff. Me... If you've seen my tan, you can see I wear golf shoes, and when I take them off, I look like a redneck. Anyway, a farm boy. I notice, and I'm sure the people up there that got all the rain is, the storm that hit last week, the storm that hit the morning before last, and the storm that hit yesterday morning, the big rains took the same tracks. I've never seen that before. I was going to call Gary McManus, see if he'd come on from Mesenick tomorrow, because that's crazy that it starts right there at Hammond, goes through Butler, towards Custer City and Arapahoe and Clinton, took all the same tracks, three different storms. I don't know what you guys did to Mother Nature up there, but you've upset somebody. There's a disturbance in the force. But anyway, that's, I just noticed that, and it's crazy. We do have a really good chance of rain tonight. I know it says 30%, and I think we're going to be on the northern edge of it, but don't take anything for granted. We are live on Facebook. We're live on our website. Let's start with Woodward yesterday. Today's Thursday, day before. Anyway, I know I didn't get to go over it yesterday, so I want to go over it. There was 1,079 cows or bulls brought in there, head brought in there to their bull and cow cell. We got cows, breakers. Anywhere, there was quite a few head in there. They're still high. They're bringing anywhere from $84 to, the older ones were bringing $84, but the 5 to 6 year olds were bringing up to $95, anywhere from $87 to $95. The boners were bringing, weighing around 1280, were bringing anywhere from $84 to $92. The lean ones, that's where the price dropped off on the lean ones. We got, sorry, I'm just kind of, you know me, I like to look through the numbers. Anywhere from $50 to $84 is what lean cows are bringing. On the bulls, $105 to $113 average on slaughter bulls. Bred cows, medium and large, 2 to 4 year olds, $1,350 to $1,475. 5 to 8 year olds, we're bringing up to $1,500. Average price was anywhere from $1,376 to $1,418. Bred cows, medium and large. They had a couple in there, 2 to 4 year olds, just brought a little over $1,000. On the pairs, 150-pound calves, medium and large cow pairs. 2 to 4 year olds, up to $1,600. 5 to 8 year olds, up to $1,700. They were all up to $1,700. That was their average, $1,461. Cow-calf pairs, medium and large, 150 to 300-pound calves on them. 2 to 4 year olds were bringing up to $1,650, average price $1,572. 5 to 8 year olds were bringing anywhere from $1,285 to $1,800, average price on those was $1,456. Skip to Holbert Stockyards yesterday. Give me a second here. I got to bring the picture up. I forgot to email it to myself. I didn't remember to email it to myself. How's that? My wife's listening, so I know better. Didn't say how many head was there, but on the steer part, 330-pounders were averaging 212 up to 222. 448-pound weights. High was 199. They averaged 192. 500 weights. Nothing there. 640 weights was bringing up to 161. On the heifers, 400-pounders, 174, up to 500-pounds, 162, and then, come on, get off there. Cow pairs, some of them brought up to basically $2,000. He had pairs bringing $2,000 down there, and bulls were bringing 116, and the cows were bringing $93 per 100 weight. Good sale at Hobart yesterday. All right, we got that going on. Well, let's take a quick break. When I come back, I got some stuff from Cow-Calf Corner. I might even let Riley do the weather. You haven't done the weather, have you?
No.
First time for everything. Anyway, we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmandGarden.com.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Welcome back. Current temperature is 76 degrees. Winds out of the south, southeast at 10 miles an hour. No rain today, but there's some coming tonight. If you want to know what your solar radiation is, it's 418 WM2. If you know what that means, I don't know what it means. Riley, you want to do the Hobart Farm and Garden along Ranger forecast for me?
Yes. So today it's partly sunny with a high of 86. Tonight, there is a 30% chance of severe thunderstorms with a low of 67. Tomorrow, it's mostly sunny with a high of 92. And then tomorrow night, it's mostly clear and 68. On Saturday, it's going to heat up a little bit. Mostly sunny with a high of 95 and a low that evening of 73. And then Sunday is 101. It's going to be very hot. And then that evening, it'll be 70, a low of 78. And then on Monday, the high is 99 and breezy.
Yeah, looks like the starting about Sunday, the wind, the south winds are coming back. So enjoy the rest of the week, huh? It's kind of been nice without those crazy Oklahoma, Texas panhandle winds. Let's check out what's going on Cow-Calf Corner with Mark Johnson. Act now to add value to weaned calves, he's saying. Added value can be captured through marketing preconditioned weaned calves or retained ownership past weaning. Along with weaning at least 45 days, preconditioning includes several practices that add value to cattle for the buyer and the seller. Beyond this, additional weight gain may be added by growth implants, added future value to your calves. Adding future value. Bovine respiratory disease is the biggest issue for stocker operators and feedlots. Fully vaccinated and preconditioned calves have been shown to have reduced sick pulls in the receiving pens by 90% and decreased chronics by over 70%. Castrated steers bring $5 to $10 more than bulls as they get bigger discounts for bull increase. Intact bull calves are 1.5 to 2.5 times more likely to get sick, and total gain during receiving is reduced, affecting total performance for the entire ownership period. Dehorning adds value to horned cattle often. Discounts for horned cattle can match or exceed discounts for bull calves. Discounts for horned bulls can reach up to $25 CWT compared to dehorned or polled steer Herefords. Implants can increase gains by 10 to 20%. For the cost of $2 or less, the 18 pounds of added weight at the sale barn will be worth over $25. Producers often think they can leave bull calves intact and increase weaning weights due to natural testosterone. Production is very low until puberty, so weaning weights are not heavier for intact bulls compared to steers. Weaning weights for implanted steers is also much heavier than intact bulls calves. Requirements to enroll calves in the Oklahoma Quality Beef Network marketing program are as follows. All calves must be raised from the ranch of origin. Bull calves must be castrated and healed, dehorned and healed, weaned at least 45 days, vaccinated with two doses of five-way respiratory vaccine, vaccinated with two doses of at least a seven-way vaccine for blackleg, vaccinated with one dose of shipping fever, identified with the OQBN program ear tag, must follow one of the three vaccination protocols options found on the health protocol sheet. Producers must be beef quality assurance qualified or certified, same thing. Third party verified by OSU extension personnel. For spring calving herds, now is the time to castrate, dehorn, implant, and get the first round of vaccinations into calves when they are 2 to 4 months of age. The second round of vaccinations can be given or prior to weaning. Act now to add value at weaning and beyond. For more information, www.oqbn.okstate.edu or contact your local extension office. You know who your extension officer is in Leedy, in Dewey County?
I don't.
I don't either. Anyway, actually, I do. I do know who it is. And anyway, it's a person that shares from the county above there. What is Alvin? Is that that's Woods County. Yeah. So anyway, it's complicated.
Yeah, you're asking me questions I do not know the answer to.
Anyway, you got any more questions, you can always get a hold of Mark Johnson at Stillwater at Oklahoma State University. I'm still waiting on this anonymous person who says, tell Riley her family is listening and not to embarrass us too much, because Riley doesn't have your number in her phone. So either you're a distant cousin,
or I'm just sorry I don't have your number. I'm very bad about saving numbers.
Anyway, come on. Fess up to who it is. Anyway, we got all kinds of stuff going on here. Well, Riley and I are going to cut the program short just a little bit today because we got some production work to do. And I apologize, but you probably had enough of both of us anyway. But anyway, don't forget to go out, or please, please remember to go get your copy of the Penny News. And be ready for the storms tonight. And you can listen to the show anytime you want on Facebook, on KECO's Facebook page. And we are also streaming live on the website. And we got one thing I remember. Miss Sandra. She texted me earlier before the show, so I got to go over this stuff. And my wife was working on some of that stuff last night. The Wild Plum Jam Music Festival is coming up at the Dust Bowl Days Farm and Ranch Festival. All happening on July 15th. And this is crazy. This is going on in Sayre at the park. Stoney LaRue, Michael Martin Murphy, Joe Merrick, Tyler Wilhelm Band, Even Money, and Ragland. Go to their Facebook page, Dust Bowl Days Farm and Ranch Festival, or get a hold of somebody with a chamber over, because that's going to be a good, that's an all-day jam.
Stoney LaRue is huge.
Yeah,
so that's
huge.
Awesome.
So this is crazy. This is going on at Sayre. And then the next day, They are wanted. They needed some. She's saying they need some entries for the parade, and I got the privilege of being in that parade last year in the KECO Humvee, and they had some great parade entries for the Heritage Parade for the Dust Bowl Days and Farm and Ranch Festival. That's July 16th. Dust Bowl Days attire is encouraged. In other words, you have a sheet on or dirt on your face. Sandra Silk, your husband fits right in on this deal because he's always got that look on his face and dirt on his nose. So anyway, call Sherry Dameron at 580-374-2845 for your entries. They had the Dameron family and the Breezes. They were on this big semi. And I don't even know how some of those guys got on that trailer. But anyway, they was on there. That's a tight family over there, and they look good on the semi. And that parade was so much fun. Old and new tractors, new equipment. So anyway, they need some parade entries. So get a hold of Sherry Dameron, 580-374-2845 for the Dust Bowl Days coming up July 16th. And that's going to be that was a blast last year in that park. And remember, if you get tickets for the Dust Bowl Days Wild Plum Jam Festival, it's great. It's going to be on a Friday. Stoney LaRue, Michael Martin Murphy, Joe Merrick, Tyler Wilhelm, Even Money, and Ragland. So that's going to be some good times. And whoever your family member is ignoring us.
I know. I think they're scared.
Yeah. I'm going to put your number out on the radio if you don't text back. Does anybody know these people with the number 580? No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, what's going on at SARE in the ag world?
So, actually, the SARE Ag Boosters are having their second annual golf scramble. That is this Saturday, June 11th, at the SARE golf course. There are hole-in-one prizes. It is a $100 entry or per person, sorry, and then $400 per team of four. Registration is at 8:30 and tee time is at 9. For registration times, call Melissa at 580-729-8021 or Katie at 580-374-1452.
Also, I don't know. Oh, I know where they're at. They're at Fred's Steakhouse. If you see this great big bus in Elk City, they ate at the White Castle. Is that right? Yeah, White Dog. White Dog. Yeah, the White Dog over there at Clinton last night. They're eating at Fred's today. Oh, I said something about the bar out there this morning, and they... No, we don't do that stuff on these trips, Jimmy. Anyway, if you see a bunch of teachers, male and female, big bus is at Fred's, please stop by there and thank them for coming out and learning about agriculture to teach the ag in the classroom.
Yep.
Because those ladies you talked to were funny as...
Oh, yeah.
As funny as they could be. And we got lots of likes on our post that we got on the Facebook. So it's all good. So anyway, we're going to say goodbye now. We got to get this produced because it's going to take us a while to produce this. So anyway, enjoy your day. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 with Jimmy Clark and Riley Broadbent. And God bless.
More of the artists you love.
Awesome! Woo, I love it!
And the songs you can't get enough of.
All day, all night, all the time.
96.5 KECO.